This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Hello, Pirate Nation. Welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us for tonight's show.
Our guest today is Catherine Fodor, a 2008 graduate, who currently serves as Congressman Walter B. Jones' Communications Director.
That seems to me like a very cool job, Paul.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It does, yeah. You know, she's in D.C. She's in the middle of all the action.
Sometimes titles are deceiving, though.
You think?
I think they could be. I think that some people's titles make their job sound really fun.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, they're just a producer on Pirate Radio.
Oh, that's me.
I'm sorry, Shirley and Clip. You guys are great.
Yeah, frankly, we couldn't do the show without him.
You're exactly right. I wouldn't even know what button to push.
You take the whole station off the air.
That's exactly right. Well, football's gotten pretty exciting in the past
week. I know. I think, you know, the other weekend we thought maybe things are not looking so good, but right. It's kind of turned around for us.
Boy, how a week changes everything in college football.
It's like they say, any given Sunday.
Check your local listings, because we can play on any night of the week. pretty much except Sunday.
So, there you go.
Although last year we did play on Sunday.
I know.
Year.
Hello.
So, but we're talking about Saturday's games.
Right.
Although we played on Thursday. Wow. This is great.
Well, Paul, basically, football is
we're back in the hunt.
It's looking up.
That's
yes. Right.
We're back in the Conference USA Championship hunt. Thanks to our friends down at UCF for...
Thank you for losing.
And we are now tied for first place in the Conference USA East. We we are still essentially a game behind because we need Central Florida to lose one more time.
We have to keep winning, and they have to lose once.
That's right. We have to keep winning, and they have to lose once. And if that happens, if that scenario plays out over the next several weeks, then we will be hosting, for the second year in a row, a Conference USA Championship right here in Greenville.
That would be really cool. And, of course, now, I guess, are we a lock for a bowl game at this point?
We're bowl eligible, and okay. I would say that we're a lock with six wins, just because there's 35 bowls this year.
That's
can you believe that? 35 bowls, 70 teams are going to play in a bowl game.
Yeah.
And yet, I don't think 70 teams are going to become bowl eligible, which is 6-6. And so at six wins, I think we're sitting pretty good that we'll be going to a bowl game. So it'll be an interesting scenario that might play out. If they don't have enough bowl eligible teams, who will they send to those bowl games?
Yeah, well, you know.
Maybe a really good high school team.
Maybe so.
Strong Division II powerhouse, maybe.
There are some out there.
I don't know. The Bulls may have finally outgrown themselves.
If it's possible. Maybe
absolutely.
It's been done. Well, don't forget that if you are not going to be able to go to the Houston game tomorrow, you can always watch the Pirates take on the Rice Owls. The game is going to be televised. You can watch it here in Eastern North Carolina on WITN at 1 p.m. Or if you're somewhere else in the Pirate Nation, you can join fellow alumni and fans at a viewing party.
That's right. Viewing parties are usually held at sports bar or restaurants, and they're open to anyone who wants to cheer on the Gridiron Pirates. Most viewing parties are free of charge, and Alumni Association members will have a chance to win ECU door prizes.
Yes.
So membership pays.
It absolutely does.
It does. Please click on the events tab at piratealumni.com to locate a viewing party in your area.
And just a reminder that coming up on Thursday, December 2nd, the Alumni Association will host a Pirate Career Cast about personal liability insurance. A representative from our friends over at Liberty Mutual are going to facilitate this career cast, and all career casts are conducted as webcasts. And as a participant, you can actually interact with the moderator as well as with other participants.
That's right. You can also participate in person at ECU's Global Classroom, which is located in the Science and Technology Building. The December 2nd career cast is from 12:30 to 1:30, and it's free for anyone who'd like to participate. Register by calling the Alumni Center at 800-ECU-GRAD or by clicking on Pirate Career Casts under the Events tab on piratealumni.com.
We refer to piratealumni.com an awful lot, but we have good reason to do so because there's a whole lot of stuff
there. Oh, and it's awesome. It's yes. like awesome times awesome.
Well, if you live in the Raleigh...
It's my favorite website.
It is.
On the internet.
You know, I look at it every single day.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe not on Saturday.
I think we have to.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's kind of like our startup.
Yeah.
You don't look at it on Saturday?
Sometimes, no, not.
Why do you take the day off?
It's the weekend, dude. Come on.
All right.
Sometimes I do.
Okay.
It just depends. Anyway, if you are possibly listening in the Raleigh area, or if you're going to be in Raleigh on December 9th, and you have a high school junior or senior who is preparing to go to college, then you won't want to miss our Lunch and Learn session, which is going to be at 518 West Italian Grill from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursday, December 9th.
That's right. The topic for this session is demystifying the college admissions process.
Ooh.
I like that. Representatives from ECU's admissions office, financial aid offices will answer all your questions about college applications and financial aid information. A member of the Parents Council, as well as Parent Services and Parents Council staff liaison, will also be in attendance to answer any questions you may have about students entering college and how you as a parent can help make the help them make the transition from being a high school student to being a college student.
Well, and, you know, although we would love for every single student who's coming out of high school to apply to East Carolina, your student does not have to be applying to ECU in order for you to take advantage of this informative session. So it's open to anyone who has a student that's going to be entering college in the next year or two. Lunch and Learn is $12 for Alumni Association members and $20 for non-members, which includes your meal. And you can find more information and register by visiting the events tab on, once again, piratealumni.com or call the Alumni Center at 800-ECU-GRAD.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it's an event really that we're putting on to help our alumni, help their high school student, you know, go through the college admissions process. Mm-hmm. Yes, if it works out that they come to East Carolina, that's great. But really, we want to pass that service on to you as our alumni.
Right. And, until you get into it, I used to work in college admissions a few years ago. And until you get into it, you really don't know how much of a process it is. There's a lot of applications, a lot of essays. You know, you've got to make sure you've had these classes and had these tests and had scores sent, recommendations. There's just so many requirements for the college admissions process. And then adding in financial aid to that, too, it can be kind of overwhelming for parents and for students. So these sessions are a great opportunity to just educate yourself and get some more information on how to do that seamlessly and, you know, without causing too much chaos in your household.
That's right. Well, Jennifer, you strike me as someone who may be a fan of musicals.
Okay, you would be correct.
Do you like yourself a show, too?
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not one.
Go figure.
Not enough. So I'll let you tell folks about Brigadoon.
Okay, that sounds great. There are still seats available for Brigadoon, which is playing from the ECU Theater on Monday, November 22nd, and Tuesday, November 23rd. Brigadoon plays at 8 p.m. on both of those nights and will be in McGinnis Theater here on ECU's campus. Tickets are $15, and youth tickets, and that's for 18 and under, are $10. And you can call the Central Ticket Office at 800-ECU-ARTS or go online to ecuarts.com to purchase your tickets for Monday or Tuesday show.
Well, stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with Congressman Walter B. Jones, Communications Director Catherine Fodor, after these brief messages.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want out to be.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to have Walter B. Jones, Communications Director, Catherine Fodor, on the show with us today. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start right at the very beginning and tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, I grew up in Greenville. I moved there when I was 10 years old, and I initially went to Western Carolina University for my first 2 years, but that just, you know, it really wasn't for me out in the mountains, and I missed home, and, you know, growing up in Greenville, ECU is such a big part of the community, and, you know, going to football games and everything like that, you just, you know, it's what I knew, and it's what I wanted to come back to.
It must have been the colors that you were attracted to out there.
It was. I didn't have to change
That's
the
right.
colors of that transfer. So.
Well, Catherine, what is one thing that you took away from your college experience that you've been able to apply in your career?
You know, at ECU, we were, my professors taught, you know, hard work, and it was up to you to make the grades. It was up to you to further and better yourself. And that's something I've really learned up here. You move to Washington, D.C., and it's competitive, and it's hard, as it is anywhere else. You know, after college is a hard time for anyone. And it's just, I was taught, you know, it's up to you to get yourself where you want to be. Nobody's going to do it for you. And they instilled that ethic of hard work in me.
Well, Catherine, share some of your fondest memories from your time spent as a student at East Carolina.
Well, I mean, as cliche as this sounds, but the football games, baseball games, just all the athletic and sporting events that go on. And Greenville is a very close-knit community. It's very supportive around East Carolina. And Just growing up in that atmosphere, you know, you have so many good memories of going to football games and tailgating and things like that, that, you know, that's what I remember, that feeling of kind of community and being at home, and that's a good feeling.
We're talking with Catherine Fodor, who is the communications director for Congressman Walter Jones, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Before we talk about what you're currently doing, let's talk a little bit about your career before you started working on the Hill. Share with our listeners what else you've done since graduating from ECU.
Well, it's kind of funny. I started in this office up here in D.C., in Congressman Jones' office, exactly a month to the day after I graduated. I had the opportunity to be an intern, and I did that for a couple months. A position opened up as the staff assistant in the office. And I was staff assistant for 6 months. And then the communications director position opened up. And given my degree in communications from ECU, I had the degree in communication. You know, my concentration was broadcast journalism. I was familiar with press and media. It was a really good fit. And like everything is up here on Capitol Hill, it's timing. And I was just very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time.
Okay, so before you went to Capitol Hill to work with the congressman, I understand while you were in college, you not only coached cheerleading at Rose High School, but you were also an etiquette and dance instructor for the Greenville Cotillion Club. Talk about what that experience was like.
Well, Susu Corbett I've known my entire life. Her children are good friends of mine, and she runs Greenville Club Cotillion, and I did cotillion when I was in sixth grade with her. And it was just, we got to talk in one afternoon, and she said, I told her if she needed any help that I'd be more than happy to help her. So, you know, one Friday night a month, I'd have, 80 or so sixth graders to teach manners and a few dance steps too, which was a lot of fun. Those kids were a lot of fun. And, I did that for 4 years. So it was a good experience. It, you know, it teaches you patience and it's those kids can be very entertaining.
So I have 1 year to wait before I can get Aiden some manners and some etiquette. I have a fifth grader at home.
Well, Catherine, as the communications director for Congressman Walter Jones, you basically maintain his public image through media interviews, speech writing, his website, and YouTube page. Right. Walk us through what a typical day is like for you at the office.
Well, normally when I get in the mornings, it's I go through all the publications. Throughout the state, the country, locally, to see if there's any articles about the congressman, pertaining to the congressman, things that we're interested in. And then I distribute those to the D.C. staff as well as the Greenville staff through email. So basically, there's a lot of reading involved and a lot of research. And then it's basically press calls. There are always interviews. There are always reporters calling for different things, and it's just kind of getting those squared away. A lot of scheduling involved, and we have a great staff up here, and Congressman's scheduler is very, you know, helpful with that because he's got a busy schedule. He's always somewhere, and, you know, he's always doing something, whether he's up here or he's in the district. So that can be difficult, but just trying to orchestrate things like that, talking to reporters, making sure they have the background information that they need before they go into an interview with congressmen. There's a lot of times there are things that we've done that they're not aware of, that they need to be made aware of before an interview. And then it's just, you know, the website, maintaining that, the YouTube page, things like that. We try to get congressmen on camera as much as possible as far as interviews that he can speak with the constituents, the people of the 3rd District of North Carolina. And I put those on our website and our YouTube just as kind of him, just to get him to talk to the people one-on-one instead of something, you know, national. If he was on Fox News or something like that, it kind of loses the hometown effect. And it's very important to him, as it is all of us, especially me being from Greenville, that the people are informed. So that's my main duty. That's kind of what I try to get out there.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Congressman Walter B. Jones, Communications Director Catherine Fodor. What are some of the big issues affecting Eastern North Carolina that the congressman's focusing on?
We have a lot of veterans in Eastern North Carolina. It's something that he's very passionate about, making sure our veterans are taken care of, making sure when they come home from war that they'll have the proper care and benefits that they need. That's a major issue for us. Healthcare, again, is a major issue. Congressman is very, you know, he's very in support of the hometown pharmacies and the independent pharmacies and making sure that those stay alive and thriving in Eastern North Carolina. It depends on everything that's coming up as things come up. The healthcare bill this year was a huge deal, which, you know, the congressman was not in support of. We're not in session right now. After, you know, the elections and all that, it's going to be very interesting to see what comes up in the next few months and what the 112th Congress is going to have to face.
Well, what advice would you give to someone interested in working in the communication side of politics?
I would just tell anybody to get up here to D.C. and, you know, the key is getting your foot in the door and making sure that you're in touch with what's going on. There's so much going on all the time that you need. It's hard to keep up with, but just make sure that they are aware of what's going on. Come up here, get an internship, try to get your foot in the door. People are very helpful up here, and it sounds, you know, I myself was kind of intimidated to come up here, and, you know, it's Congress, but people are very willing to help, and you know, as long as you get your foot in the door and you're paying attention to things, it's a communications degree can get you very far up here. You don't necessarily need to have a poli-sci degree. Just get your foot in the door and keep working hard. Build a resume and portfolio the best you can, and then and then see where it can take you.
Well, Catherine, talk about what's next for you.
Well, right now, I've only been January will be 2 years for me, but it's been a year as communications director. So I think I'm gonna stay here for a little while longer. I was very fortunate the congressman gave me this opportunity, and he's a wonderful man to work for. So I'm pretty content where I am right now. I'm happy with this job, and every day I just keep trying to do better. So I think I'll be up on the Hill for a while.
We've been talking with Catherine Fodor, Communications Director for Congressman Walter B. Jones, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Well, Catherine, we'd like to thank you for letting us pass your story along to the Pirate Nation.
Absolutely. Thank you both very much.
We appreciate you joining us today, and, we appreciate that you every time you get the opportunity that you say, yes, I am a pirate. It brings notoriety to East Carolina.
Absolutely.
And value to all the degrees that we grant here, and so we greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both very much.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the show, everyone. Thank you so much to Catherine Fodor for being here and to tell us a little bit about what she's doing in Washington.
Absolutely. Well, you know what time it is now.
I do.
Now's the time where we ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But did you know that membership in the Alumni Association also means that you're a torchbearer of tradition? From homecoming and the golden alumni ceremony to senior candlelight and senior salute, traditions abound at dear old East Carolina. Your membership in the Alumni Association keeps these traditions alive and prosperous. In addition, new traditions like Walk the Plank have been ignited through the ideas and support of Alumni Association members and volunteers. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today and help us reach 10,000 members by the end of 2010. Call us at 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
Well, Paul, this is our last show for the semester because we're going to be out of here for December.
That's right. I think hiatus is the word.
It is, yeah. We're not going to be out of here like out of the country or anything. Just Not on the radio.
A brief stopping. That's right, Jennifer. Next week, we won't be on the air because the Pirate Radio team will be airing the TireMonkey.com fifth quarter call-in show after ECU's final home game against SMU. Final home victory,
yeah,
hopefully, over SMU.
But we will be back in January with plenty of new guests and lots of ways for you to stay connected with ECU.
We'd like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season. Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!